So what we are trying to do is look more closely at the nature of the gold ore, to look at the objects, to try and relate the analysis of one with the other, in the hope that this will lead us back to the right type of geological background, the right type of geological environment in which the gold was actually formed. And then by doing extensive fieldwork, we hope that we may actually identify an early Bronze Age gold mine. Now, with regard to the Mould Cape, a very rich source of gold must have been available, because the quantity of gold used in making the gold cape is way above anything else of the period. So there had to be a very rich source. Gold had to be collected over maybe a long period of time. The object itself is made with exceptional skill. It's not just the decoration of the object that is skillful. The shape of it, the form in which it's made, so that it would fit on the body. We have to imagine that the goldsmith had to really sit down and work this out in advance, how he was going to form the sheet, which is a very skillful matter in itself, how he was then going to decorate it, and how the whole thing would be brought together to make the cape. And this really demonstrates, more than anything, the level of skill and the sense of design that the goldsmith who made it had.
But if the expertise of the maker of the cape is clear, virtually nothing is certain about the person who may have worn it. The object itself provides us with a number of clues.